if I was a smart aleck, I'd ask Logan if this is his Halloween costume, but might get me punched by an offensive lineman.
Well, no, it'd be a good line if they were 0-7. You could say, hey, you're dressed up as a football player today.
Yeah, are you pretending to be a lineman?
One of those deals. How you doing?
I'm doing good. Getting ready for practice.
Is that you mean you don't just go around town wearing this stuff?
No, not usually.
Now, just so people understand what you guys do here on Fridays, you have a walkthrough. That was earlier today.
Yeah.
And then you have a practice on top of that.
Yeah, and then we go on practice. We the offensive practice against the defense, working on what the Colts do. We've got some little two-minute red area, tie up some loose ends, do some special team work, and get ready.
Now, we were talking last week, and I was asking you about the Rams and some of the defensive players. You talked about Leroy Glover. You talked about Leonard Little. So when we got to the game, you had a little different situation to look at. How did the absence of Little affect you guys, or affect you?
Well, it affected the O-line, where our right tackle didn't have to go against one of the premier rushers in the league, where they brought in a backup, which isn't nearly as good as Little, so that made his day a lot nicer, and it just helped us out as a line. I think we did a better job this game of pass blocking, especially the first three quarters. I thought we did a great job, and then in the fourth quarter, we had a few slip-ups where we let Matt get a couple pressures, but Matt, he held in there, and there was a couple times we gave up pressures, and he still delivered a perfect ball.
And speaking of delivering a perfect ball, in my opinion, this was Castle's best game by far, even though he was Offensive Player of the Week in the AFC the week before. Do you notice it? Do you notice how quickly he got rid of the ball in this game as opposed to the previous games?
Oh, yeah. He got rid of the ball when guys were open. He got rid of it. He threw it to the guys that were open. And then sometimes he held the ball a couple times, but we were able to He knew we had good pass protection at that moment. He didn't feel anyone, so he waited till the play developed and then threw the ball down the field. And he did a great job last game.
You haven't been around here as long as some of us, so you weren't here when Indianapolis was in the same division as the Patriots. But it sort of feels like they still are.
Yeah, they might as well be. We play every single year. Ever since I've been here, we played them every year, a couple times, played them in the season, then in the playoffs. So they might as well be in our division, it feels like.
When you're looking at film of them this year, and everybody's looked at their record and watched them play, they're not quite the same. What's the big difference that you're seeing? Why aren't they as effective offensively as what you've seen in the past from them?
Yeah, I haven't watched too much of them on offense. I've only seen the highlights that Bills put up in the mornings of them scoring a lot of points in a hurry. So I haven't seen the negative plays of them. I've only seen the good plays. So
Is that all he ever shows you guys is good plays?
They don't do anything bad, ever.
They don't have any
turnovers, nothing.
I don't know if they show the bad plays while the defense is in their own little meetings, but when we're as a team, he only shows the good plays of the team. So I've just seen Peyton throwing the ball down the field and their running backs breaking big runs.
It's pretty amazing, though, when you look at the Colts. You could look at them from 2005, 2006, 2007. They have the same system, and it's put in different. But they're not doing anything different this year than they were doing 3 years ago, are they?
Exactly the same on defense. They don't give up big plays. They keep everything in front of them, and they make you go on long, consistent drives. And they're gonna make you beat them. And that's what teams have trouble with, is consistently making a play after play after play. And they're gonna make you do that. And if you can't do that, you're not gonna beat them.
What's the difference that Bob Sanders makes to their defense?
Big difference. He's a special player. He makes a lot of tackles. He flies all over the field. He reads plays quickly, and he's a major reason when they do shut down the running game. He's always flying in there and making the tackle when he's supposed to, and he doesn't miss very many.
I mean, usually as an offensive lineman, you know, you're worrying about blocking a defensive lineman, maybe a linebacker. Sometimes you have to worry about Bob Sanders too, don't you?
Yeah, every once in a while, but usually he's the guy that we can't account for. We have the other seven, and he's the one guy that's not getting blocked, and that's why he makes so many tackles, and because he's not usually no one's blocking him, so he just runs in there and makes the tackle, and that's what he's supposed to do, and he usually does it.
Now, we know their defensive backs, as you said, they keep everything in front of them. They're pretty much a zone defense for the most part. How about their defensive linemen? Do they do a lot of games, a lot of stunts up front?
Oh, yeah, they have a lot of speed. So they are just running everywhere, like TEs. They're twisting all the time. They're running side to side. So they have enough speed to where they could do things that other defensive lines can't do. So they're running up the field, running all the way around, trying to come in the back door. They're, they have enough speed where they could do all kinds of stuff.
What are TEs? Tell me what that means.
That's where the tackle goes up the field, and then the defensive end comes around behind him and comes up the middle of the pocket. So.
Although Ben says TEs is tight ends.
Pass to the TE. That's what the TE is. Do you guys know, and Ben, you can answer this too, because there are many times you're asked to block and not catch. Do you guys know when the games are coming? Can you tell from a guy's stance what he's trying to do?
Sometimes they line up and you can see it in their stance, but the good players, you can't notice it, but they do so many of them, you're always aware that it's coming, so you're always just prepared for it.
I just want you guys, before we talk more football, I just want you to know who you have in your midst here. Wes Welker just walked in, and I'm telling you, this guy is he's a frightening character. He is a disturbing. I'm disturbed. I'm glad he's across the table. I'm glad he's sitting closer to you, Dale.
And I'm a little worried because he's sitting close.
I don't know if his teammates understand.
He's a heat-seeking missile.
No.
Oh, that's got nothing.
No, no.
It's got nothing to do with
you'll,
it.
You'll realize the irony of heat-seeking missile when you find out it was a
false report.
What he was for Halloween.
That you
one
once
year.
Dressed up. For Halloween,
I don't know
as
you
poop.
All getting your information.
Oh, it's in print. It's
this
in print.
This was a private party that nobody's supposed to find out about.
It was,
with an inner circle.
Ask him what he was for Halloween one year. You want to go ahead and tell him?
What were you for Halloween one year with?
Oh, you're talking about in the past?
Yeah.
I thought you were talking about today. I thought you were talking about this year. Yeah, I dressed up as a platter of poop.
Yeah, that's not bad.
Wait a minute.
That's not bad.
The offensive line was saying, that's okay.
We taped some corn to it, make it authentic.
Oh,
no.
Doo-doo head.
Called him doo-doo head.
I mean, it was in the store.
You're gonna have
it's not like I made it myself.
You're going to have little kids in New England dressing up as poop to be like you.
Well,
wearing their 83 jerseys.
One can only hope.
Looking like a little turd.
Did you put deodorant on that?
No way, man. Gotta keep it authentic.
That's creativity, though. Yeah.
Go right out the practice field, get your poop suit on, and out you go.
Some kids want to be Spider-Man, Batman. Wes Welker wanted to be poop. When was this? Tell me it was like 20 years ago. No, it was probably, 2 years ago?
About 3 years ago.
But you know what? You can't blame him. He played for a Dolphins team that didn't win a lot of games. So it was like it was
he
a metaphor.
Like
it was a metaphor for the football team.
Wow.
Don't comment on that.
No, I was going to say, don't say anything.
It's a good thing he is across the table from you. Throttled here.
Oh, man.
So. The private part? No, I don't even want to go there.
Yeah, I was going to say.
We've covered the topic enough. We're talking to these guys about what the Colts do defensively, if it's any different than what you've seen and what you've seen on film. They look the same to you as they always did?
Oh, absolutely. They're fast, keep everything in front of them and fly to the football. And that's kind of their mentality. And the rushers that get up the field and try and get pressure and force you into some mistakes. And they do a great job of what they do. And you just got to make sure that – you're running the correct route and getting open and getting up the field when you get it.
Yeah, speed's definitely the name of the game this week. They, kind of like how they always are, a very fast team. They're never the biggest, linebackers or D-line or safeties that you ever see, but they make up for it with their speed and their tenacity and the way they get to the football. So that's kind of the word of the week, speed.
Now, we asked Logan earlier about, the difference that a guy like Bob Sanders makes. He's supposed to be back in their lineup this Sunday night. Is he a guy that you end up having to pick up a lot of times? Because, as Logan said, he might be that guy that they don't have planned for in the offensive line.
Yeah, a lot of times. I know a few years ago he really killed us, coming in on those runs and coming in from the backside. We didn't have anybody to account for him. But, he's definitely a guy that when I make my blocks, I kind of got to make sure I know where he is because he's definitely a difference maker. He's a safety, but he plays like a linebacker, and they blitz him a lot of times. A lot of times – I think they give him the freedom to kind of make the plays that he wants to make. If he sees it, he has great instinct, and he's able to come downhill and make a lot of those plays in the backfield. So you definitely have to count for him.
You guys have played them so much. Do you get the sense that you're incapable of surprising them and they're incapable of surprising you? I mean, do you pretty much know what they're going to do?
Oh, yeah, we know what they're going to do.
And they know what you're going to do.
And for the most part, they know what we're going to do. So it comes down to who's going to execute, who's going to make the plays, and that's usually what every game comes down to, who's going to make more plays than the other team.
Last week, another nice win for your team. But we saw a couple of things that just were so uncharacteristic. We saw Randy drop a ball. We saw you drop a ball. I mean, do you count your drops over the course of the year on one hand, generally speaking? I mean, is that literally how infrequently it happens?
I mean, I hope to. You know, you just never know. Sometimes those plays happen, and you know, it's those that, you know, drive me to drink and, you know, everything else.
Dress it up like a platter of poop.
I'm just gonna say, Gale.
I can't sleep at night, you know, and things like that. So you just gotta, you know, try and move on with it, and, you know, make sure that, you know, you're really focusing in and concentrating and making those key catches like that.
Guy's been in therapy for 3 days over the drop ball. He's just coming out of it, right. And you open that wound.
Well,
you know again.
What? I appreciate you opening that wound again.
I always figure that you could have 10 catches in a game. And if you had a drop, that's what you're thinking about all night.
Oh, there's no question. No question. That's all I was really thinking. There's, you know, the play I fell down on. I mean, there's a couple plays where I was just like, that was the worst second half I've ever played, you know, in a long time. So, yeah. You know, it's something you gotta, you know, move on from and get better from and just you know, do better next week.
I meant to ask you this a couple weeks ago. And, Logan, I don't want you to think I'm stalking you. But I saw your car in the lot, and you had a special parking space.
Yeah.
Along with, you know, Ty Warren, Teddy Bruschi. Didn't see Wes Welker or Ben Watson there. But anyway.
I've been there 2 years in a row. Okay. The first year I haven't had my parking distance. Let the record show I have had parking spaces.
I just want to know.
I decided to just let other people get it. Right, Wes? We just, you know, decided to, you know.
How do you get it?
That's for the off-season award winners.
Is it a positional group? I mean, were you the
best
offensive lineman?
Yeah, each position has a guy that gets one, and it's for your lifting and conditioning in the off-season. I guess the coaches vote on it, or maybe Bill or Wojcik just pick out some guys. I don't know how they come to the conclusion, but each guy from each position gets it.
If it was by talking, would Matt Light win?
Oh, for sure. He'd probably get all the parking spots for the whole team.
We got to get them out of here. They got to go to practice. Yep. Thanks, you guys.
All right,
guys.
All right, thanks.
Appreciate
it. Good luck. Thanks.
I don't even want to know about your Halloween costume for
private
this year,
party. So. What was that, the private party?
He
tell
doesn't want to know.
On the way out the door. You can tell us.
Yeah, I'm going to tell the radio.
Tape and
shout it out.
To himself,
you told a newspaper about tape and corn or something.
it's sad. I mean, I'm thinking that his invitation list just went down. There's fewer invitations in the box than there
creativity,
used to be.
Though, that's for sure.
Oh, they got to go to practice, which is why we had to get them out of here.